A few days ago, the Lord woke me up and the Lord began to stir my heart. He says, son, begin to tell my people that I am going to give them divine rest. Everybody shout rest. He said, I'm going to give them divine rest. And I said, yes, Lord. And when I started thinking about rest, I started thinking about, you know, you're tired, you're weary, exhausted. You're going to be refreshed. I said, Lord, rest. He said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'm going to give them rest. That's R-E-S-T. What is that? That's restoring everything Satan took. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready for divine rest? What is that? That's divine restoration. Amen. He said, begin to tell my people that I'm going to give them divine rest. How many of you are ready for divine rest? What is that? That's R-E-S-T. What is that? Restoring everything Satan took. Are you ready for restoration? Amen. Oh, God is good. Well, would you turn, please, this morning? Would you turn, please, to 2 Samuel? 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. How many of you are blessed? I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. Since I saw you last, guess what? God blessed me even more. I've got one more grandbaby. Hallelujah. I got one more grandbaby. I'm blessed. He was born January the 19th. He's 7 months old. He came a month early. I was a brother, Kenneth Copeland's minister's conference, and he was born halfway between Keith Moore and Jerry Savelle. So I need Moore Savelle. Hallelujah. And I don't know one thing they said, because I was on the phone, I was talking and texting the whole time. But you'll love this. But he was born on that Thursday, January the 19th, and he came a month early. I'm talking about he was 9 pounds and 24 inches long. A big boy. Can somebody shout whopper? His daddy, my son-in-law, is 6'7". He's a big boy too. But he came a month early. He was born on the 19th Thursday. And so on that Sunday, they went home. But the doctor told my daughter, said, because he came a month early, I want you to bring him back this Wednesday so I can check him out further. And so that Wednesday, my daughter turns to my granddaughter. My son-in-law was off, you know, the university, and he was on faculty there. But my daughter turns to my granddaughter and says, baby, we've got to take your brother back to the hospital. And she looked at him with such sad eyes and ready to cry. She said, you mean we don't get to keep him? No, baby, we keep him just to check him. Okay. Oh, but that's okay. God is good. Are you there yet? 2 Samuel. That's a fine place to start. That comes right before, right after 2 Samuel, that comes after 1 Samuel. If you're there, shout, I'm there. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. And after him was Shammah. Everybody shout Shammah. Come on, shout it again. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. Where was a piece of ground full of lentils. I was raised in the Holy Land, Alabama. And we just call a field of lentils, we just call it a pea patch. And the people fled from the Philistines. Look at verse 12. But he, talking about Shammah, but Shammah stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Notice and please the first three words of verse number 12 one more time, talking about Shammah. But he stood. Come on, say that, please. But he stood. Come on, say it again. But he stood. It doesn't say, but he gave up. It doesn't say, but he quit. It doesn't say, but he threw in the towel. No, but I love these words. What does it say again? Tell me now. But he stood. And I believe today, the same spirit of faith that arose in Shammah, the same spirit of a winner that rose in Shammah, is going to rise up in your life today. I want to minister for just a few moments along these lines. Enough is enough. Come on, say that. Enough is enough. One more time. Enough is enough. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is life-giving. Your word is life-changing. And Father, I believe that today your word will go forth. And because of your word, we will never, ever be the same again. We thank you now. We bless you. And all of God's people said together, amen. That sounded good. Say it again. Amen. I love these words. But he stood. Talking about Shammah. But Shammah stood. But who was Shammah? You see, Shammah was one of David's mighty men. Shammah was not only a mighty man of war, not only a tremendous man of valor, but also know this, Shammah was a farmer in the land of Israel. But I want you to see the scene here in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. And the scene that is taking place here is the same scene that had been taking place time after time, again and again, year after year. And know this, if the same scene is taking place in your life, time after time, again and again, year after year, and it's a bad scene, then guess what? It's time for the scenery to change. But notice what's happening here. Shammah, along with the other Israelites, they were down in that field of lentils. They were down in that pea patch. They're working diligently to gather in the fruits of their labor. They're working so hard to gather in the crops, to gather in the harvest. Can you see them now? I want you to picture them now. They're down in that pea patch, gathering in the crops, the fruits of the labor, gathering in the harvest. Can you see them? But guess what? Not only can you see them, but somebody else could see them. Who was them? It was a troop of Philistine soldiers. And those Philistines, they come there, and they come every year for the same reason. You say, what is that? They come for one reason, and they had come for the harvest. They were after the harvest. Everybody shout, the harvest. The church, I challenge you to go through the Old Testament. And as you begin to study the Old Testament, every single time without exception, that the enemies of God, I'm talking about the Amalekites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Syrians, the Philistines, etc. Every single time that the enemies of God came against God's people, they always came against God's people at harvest time. So guess what? If the enemy is coming against you right now, you can mark it down. It is your harvest time. Come on, shout, it's my harvest time. It's my harvest time. You say hell's coming against me. It doesn't matter. It's your harvest time. The devil's tormenting me. It's your harvest time. The devil's assaulting me. It doesn't matter. It is your harvest time. Come on, shout amen. Has anybody here ever gone through a season of attack? In the past year, The past 6 months, the past few weeks, we better stop right there. But when attacks come, and guess what? They will come. You say, why is that? Well, let me tell you, simple theology, basic theology 101, attacks come. Why? Because the devil does not like you. And the devil is after your what? Harvest. But when attacks come my way, Pastor, I don't get down to the dumps. I don't get all gloomy and have a pity party. You say, why not? Because I've learned a few things in my walk with the Lord. You say, like what? An attack is simply an indication that you are not conquered yet. Come on now. I'll say it again. An attack is simply an indication that you are not conquered yet. But so many people begin to moan and groan. Woe is me. The devil's coming against me. That's okay. You say, why is that? Because they only tackle the one who has the ball. Come on now. If the devil's not coming against you, that must mean that you and the devil are walking in the same direction. Come on. But he comes against you. Why? Because he's after your harvest. But Shem was down in that pea patch. And Shem had just reached over. And he grabbed a big old handful of peas off the vine. A big old handful of peas. I'm talking about El Jumbo size. He grabbed a handful of peas off the vine. Now all of a sudden, Shammah hears the commotion. He hears the ruckus. He sees the dust beginning to fly. He sees his fellow Israelites beginning to flee. And Shammah says, what's going on? And he turns and he sees that troop of Philistine soldiers coming down toward them, toward the pea patch. And they come time after time, again and again, year after year. But this time something began to change. Because this time something began to change in the life of Shammah. And I'm crying out, why don't you let something begin crying within your life? Because Shammah, he began to say, maybe I've run before, but I'm going to run no more. And the Philistine soldiers were getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And all of a sudden, Shammah, he holds that handful of peas in the air. He holds his fistful of peas in the air, and he begins to say something kind of like this. He begins to talk to himself. It's okay to talk to yourself if you're saying the right stuff. I love to talk to myself. I love good, intelligent conversation. Come on now. But all of a sudden, Shammah holds that fistful of peas in the air, and he begins to talk to himself. He begins to say something kind of like this. These are my peas. I love peas. God gave me these peas. He said, I broke up the fallow ground. I planted this field. I watered this field. I weeded this field. I drove away the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. This is mine. This is mine. This is my harvest. And the enemy is getting closer and closer and closer, coming down, down, down upon Shammah. But Shammah, he holds it full of peas, the handful of peas in the air, and he began to say something like this. As they're getting closer, he began to shout it out loud, no more, no way, enough is enough. Come on, everybody. I want you to hold that fistful of peas in the air. Come on now. Hold it up high, everybody, and shout out, enough is enough. Come on now again. Enough is enough. You say, what are you talking about? They were after his harvest. And hell is after your harvest. But what do you mean your harvest? Whatever God has given you. Whatever God has promised you.
your home, your family, your marriage, your business, your job, your career, your ministry, your joy, your peace, your strength. Come on now. I'm talking about those shores and hell is after your harvest. But you need to begin to rise up strong in faith and say, no more. No way. Enough is enough. I pray for this harvest. I've stood for this harvest. I believe for this harvest. I've confessed the word of God continually over this harvest. I praise my God over it. I fasted. I've stood firm. And devil, there's no way you're going to have my harvest. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. My family is safe. My ministry is secure. My marriage is stable. I've got divine health. I've got the Zoe life of God in my body. I've got peace of mind. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm dead free. I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. I'm the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Come on, begin to shout it out loud. Enough is enough. Come on together now. Enough is enough. But some people, they'll do what the Israelites did. And the hell begins to come against you. Remember, he is after your harvest. There's two things you can do. Number one, you can surrender. Or number two, you can stand. Number one, you can flee. Or number two, you can fight. And I choose to stand and fight. Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about enough is enough. Come on, shout it out again. Enough is enough. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare roll over. You were meant and you were designed for something a whole lot better. Come on now. You are not a loser. You are a winner. You are not a wimp. You are a warrior. You are not a victim. You are a victor. You're a full-time frontline fanatical freedom fighter. You're a game stormer. You're a giant slayer. You're a winner. You're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Let hell rise up and roar and rage on. Beloved, you can rise up strong. Let the spirit of Shammah arise in your life today and boldly shout out in the face of hell, enough is enough. Come on together now. Enough is. Some of you need to rise up and get mad. I'm talking about getting mad. Not at your pastors. I'm talking about getting mad. Some of you need to get real mad today. You need to go home. You need to open up that front door. You need to walk in and point your finger at the devil. I'm not talking about your husband, honey. No, I'm talking about the devil. And say, you've come against me for the last time. You've come against my home for the last time. You've come against my family for the last time. You've come against my marriage for the last time. You've come against my body for the last time. You've come against my emotions for the last time. You've come against my job and my business for the last time. You've come against my church for the last time. You've come against my pastor for the last time. Get out of here, devil, in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout amen. I'm talking about enough is enough. Come on, hold a handful of peas in there. Come on, church, hold them up high. What is it? It's your harvest. It's your blessing. It what belongs to you. Enough is enough. Come on again. Enough is enough. You need to have that same spirit that rose up in the life of Popeye. How many of you remember Popeye the Sailor Man? Growing up, I'd watch that cartoon all the time. And Popeye would grab that can of spinach. And right before he would consume that can of spinach, he'd always say these words. What was it? Remember? I've had all I can stand, and I can stand no more. What was Papa saying? I read the spirit of Shem arose in the life of Papa. Now, what was Papa saying? He was saying the same thing that Shem was saying. What is that? He was saying, what? Enough is enough. Come on, say it together. Enough is. But when hell comes against you, don't panic. When hell comes against you, expect God's going to move on your behalf. When hell comes against you, begin to rise up and fight the good fight of faith. When hell comes against you, oh, keep on standing. When hell comes against you, don't give up. We've got to rise up. We've got to take that stand like Shammah stood and shout out, enough is enough. Come on, say it now. Enough is enough. We've got to take a stand for ourselves. See, hell comes against you to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I want you to know I'm going to keep on keeping on for my God. I said, I'm going to keep on keeping on for my God. I said, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm not going to turn back. I'm not going to lay back, draw back, pull back, stay back. No, I'm going on for my God. Enough is enough. Devil, you can come against me with your best. But I want to say this loud and clear. Your best is not good enough. I'm going to stand for myself. Come on, shout. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. Come on, shout it out loud. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. But not only do you stand for yourself and shout out enough is enough, but you've got to take a stand for your family. Hell is out to destroy your family. Not just to annoy, but to destroy your family. You have got power, authority, dominion, and might when hell begins to come against your family. Like the Philistines were coming down upon the pea patch. You've got to take a stand for your family. But why don't you rise up every day like Shammah? Rise up like Popeye and say, no more. No way, enough is enough. Won't you rise up and say, devil, I've had all I can stands, and I can stands no more. Devil, you are a liar. This church is blessed coming in, and this church is blessed going out. We've only seen small things, but from this time on, the greater, the bigger, the better, the abundance is on the way like we've never known before. Come on, shout amen. Amen. Whoa, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now. But not only taking a stand for ourselves and for our families and our church, which is our church family, but let's begin to rise up and boldly take a stand for this country. Come on now. I don't know about you, but I'm saying loud and clear, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. This church, you believe that this church ought to stand for God and for this country. Come on, say amen. And we need to rise up together and boldly shout it out loud. Enough is enough is enough.